Supposing I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposing I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposing I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. Sandy recalled the time of the first intifada, when people in Beit Sahur refused to pay taxes to the colonial authorities, a revolt known as the White Intifada. One night, the army entered my house and confiscated furniture, television, phones, and among other things, my precious little radio transmitter. Ushgrab at that time was used as a prison, but also as a storage for confiscated goods. Entering the base 20 years later, I thought I might find my beloved radio. Suppose we don't take place. Our thing would be suppositional, and we'd have to keep falling in love with them. We'd have to assume the apposition, let it turn, let's turn. Let's turn it out, let's go out of turn and speak out from there. Suppose we derange. Suppose Diadema is sassy. Suppose the intensity of the erotic relationship between Socrates and Razaf were given its due by those who claim to be concerned with virtue. Our pursuit is a rich braid of indirection, this plaited movement and stillness where theme, variation, and restatement of theme turn out to have been coterminous, is where difficulty and pleasure meet in their essence as practice, established as a strain and striation of questioning. Suppose we don't take place. They tell us all we need to know by curving. That track they keep laying down, train is garland in open secret chambers in the rimshot city of erotic brotherhood for miles and miles and miles. But then there's what we need to know in order to get to that going through and getting past and running around. Like riding the blinds of Al Hibbler's Tiresian croon. The social situation of philosophy is slavery, but the ungrounded stroll of black and blue Garveyites is our hyperspatial, mutotemporal line. Suppose we take no place. That's how we listen and revolve, reclining as we eat, one another softly cut while we serve one another, mixed up in the general need till symposium explodes, antagonized, unsettled in the practicum's repose, because we're up under its protection. Preoccupied with how we sing in vestibule, assembled in common thicknesses, the anti-state and anti-state of nature, our geographic swerve in varying sharpnesses of drafting and overdrafting, of profanational speculation, drawing parabolic fuse and furled refusal, Earth's alchorithmic dance hall air, thin, silver in the aftermorning, when the nation is no longer mourned, the given given in the cleaning of the square. In care of line in no man's land and worried bridge plane, unmeasured haint and brush and verb and pleat and re and d, not c but out. That's how we sing for birds, we guess we grew. Suppose we take no place. An echo haunts the house of every family. We visit through the holes, and held up in the air we breathe, our camp is circular, but fugue and just. That little radio they grabbed is our cohabitative walk, in near haunt for the general mashup, the regenerative and degenerative al-masha, in cultivation of Kelinda's public garden. Turn, and would you take my love and share it? Suppose Sandy Hilal be listening to Sposin.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the July 2025 edition of Poet Radio. My name is Chris Funkhauser, longtime host of the program on WGXC. It's summer and people are busy, so this month we pretty much have a vinyl LP listening session happening on the show, and it's a good one. Last month I was lucky to catch a concert in Poughkeepsie featuring a trio of great musicians, Brandon Lopez, Ikue More, and Zena Parkins. Striking up a conversation with Lopez, who is a double bassist, after the show, he shared with me the new LP record he and former guest on the program, Fred Moten, released earlier this year. I knew the two of them had been collaborating since 2019, but did not know of this new disc. To open the show, I played number 6, which is not actually on the LP, but one of two additional pieces available for download to anyone who purchases the album. In addition to playing several other tracks from the album, which is called Revision, including all of Side A, later in the program, I will dip into my own archive of recordings and play a previously uncirculated segment of Moten's reading at the Widow Jane Mine in Rosendale, which is part of Subterranean Poetry Festival in 2019. Without further ado, here's Side A of the album Revision by Fred Moten and Brandon Lopez, released by Dow Forms earlier in 2025.
The pitch and time of looters bring Atlantic situations all the way across. The moon thing is a water thing at midnight, and the table burst with variation. The beautiful riots say, I'm not like this, and walk away, embrace and dig up under Normandy. What's a black singing body got to do with it? Look at my shoes. The setting partly frees the dissonance in compensation, and Tsitsi Elajaji frees the rest. Frayed means are a thingly jingly net. You can't help yourself if you take too much. You can't help yourself if you take too much. And Tsitsi Elajaji frees the rest. Frayed means are a thingly jingly net, and Tsitsi Elajaji frees the rest. The dissonance in compensation, my shoes, the setting partly frees. Got to do with it. Look at what's a black singing body dig up under Normandy, walk away, embrace, and I'm not like this, and the beautiful riots say bursts with variation midnight, and the table thing is a water thing, and all the way across. The moon bring Atlantic situations, the pitch and time of looters, Harriet, plus sound, plus the pitch and time of looters, all the way across, burst with variation. Walk away. Look at the setting, partly freeze, dig. What's a black got to? I'm not the beautiful burst. Thing is a midnight and the burst. The table, the beautiful. The setting, the rest. Don't take too much. The pitch, the way, the moon, the table. Not like this, and walk away. My shoes, the setting. Deep as Alvaro. Let's get some land. As airy as Chicago, as velvet. As advanced, as little Walter at study in Khalifa's. Curved as surface, service. As our excessive obedience in Barbados proved on me as mom. Is how damn deep we are. We who well we is who we are, and deep as the strife that comes as the open aging of our beautiful tree. Our beautiful tree in the violin. As the open aging of our beautiful tree in the violin garden. Beautiful tree in the violin garden, hiding in front of Hello It's Me as we wonder what the bottom of the new Ohio sound like. Because we wait on us, on flow and bend, and through the starry incident of who we wait on, and how we go and where we go, and how we get to where we wait on. As here goes some beautiful time machine, beautiful tree. If I curve with you, where we gon' go is pretty as our song flew, as the way all our questions burn through customs. Like a progress dug through that scape my mama painted on my skirt as a nude stockade of flowers. It's a negra presentuosa sewed up in the underside of that Keaton ruse. and our repetition is also Esmeralda. As our strandedness glide from rub to tap to murmur of different blooms, as we are Esmeralda, we are Esmeralda. Gra, inhaled as the barbecue de la tierra, are we who are as blur, as black as we can blue, untypically, completely, and beautifully and ardently arbor and fold as our earthly flow this evening, as Lorenzo leaps in and says, we're all. Weights are things with stories, storied with waiting, weighted bearing, bearing, open burial and shatter, pall impossible to bear, but weight bearing, like my old friend Harry. He waits on me in a secret we share, our shard. Nobody shoots our new collection. Come up on the curlicue and stealing. Vocation transpear, informal and blunt community hue. She'd be rough you, be round like Hugh sang for his sister. And she pray like a tree we guess we planted, as we be blue as we can be. Fade and flow just end after a while, but we endlessly accrue. That's who. On Vocalion, toe up, we up in there just cause it feel good. Up in here there's a divinity that we be cleaving to like ghost dog. Young lord of the general sword, we the general Hugh. the recording. Trill marked the terror of being valued. The bottom confirmed, without signaling live and let. Tapped and tightened. Footwork and fingerwork. Needlework and noodling, comping and camping, how that solo put together. See us tip past meaning, light lit up with an extra sigh. See, you can't say, see by flash in movement, see that cough? Is that the new thing? Has new shit been brought to light, man? See, see? Turn noise out of fuzzy head. Falsetto bottom, see the error of being valued. Say, make me see it again. Repetition without a pulse. When the pulse is new in every instant, still be pulse. They be drinking and whatnot to the music. I had to wait until the picking was good. The smoke and everything, it's not a concertized thing. Can there be anything like a concertized thing? I be drinking and whatnot to the music. I be drinking and whatnot to the music. Whatnot to the music. What's not to the music? You had to be fighting not to play in these clubs. My favorite thing is fight concertization. Concertization is like conceptualization, only tighter. It wants to be concretization, like a piece for four hands, three of which can't tremor. Dana Ward says, fun, fun, fun is the musique concrète of patricide. Concert music is the fun, fun, fun of patricide. Mingus wanna kill the Phantom of the Opera. He wanna play the cello for all it's worth. He wanna play the drag mix, but he can't mix thing. He wanna play the disc croquette. But when Marshall Allen's people beat the air, transcription faded into document. I heard them people beat the air. This a faded aftermath of some little drumming y'all can't hear. It's a time lag between what I'm playing and what y'all hear. This a live in concert thing when live fades and concert flays, frayed out into vinyl, but what y'all hold it, as you know, is neither here nor now. We was playing, but you couldn't hear us. Like you were Glenn Gould smelling himself underneath that vacuum. It was probably the maid vacuuming, laughing at him falling in the sound well, where the sound can't get out. Out of sound so he can feel abstract between the noose's theses, like he was Frankie Knuckles and Caress. The sugar ditch beneath the house's vacuum, no values, nothing to say. Mute beyond report, muted in delay. Make you wait on, make me wait, Nate said. Moved in homeless core, changed in thrash laugh. Lord, black flagged, till. If I ever even try to stop singing this, you can eat my heart. Till then, I'll be trying to kill you every day. I say this not to you, as if you were there, or you, but to the house band. This hair just stay in the air. We must be our own dream, huh, Miss Jackson? I would be so quiet when I stole into the kitchen to get my cookie, which you said was mine, without ever saying so. You could dream about me doing it again and again while falling, still falling. Your air just out of reach, all information blown away, all that fabric inside, the gravity of all that free love. Recess is flat out, jump sweet. Bliss is stress, no pressure, a rhythm fissure, a hiss, fresh on the porch, gravity and air, past portraiture. Falling apart is little New Orleans. How long can we say how long we've been here? How long can Foxy curl? Coming and going as a grain cause stress, and we drink to that. Bliss is secretly chocolate. People slow down when they come past here. Every shit is hard traffic, Santa Monica pressure on you if you don't take care. If you don't take care out here, if you don't take care. Santa Monica pressure on you if you don't take care out here. If you don't take care. If you don't. If you don't take care out here, if you don't take care out here, you can die like a. If you don't take care out here. Hear your eaves too, where you might find Fang, the possum trapped in your abundant plans, where the extra hangs and the insides and the outsides get washed and the colorless overhangs in waiting. So, the reserves, in accord with preparing, welcome. Your household spirits, air layered with did hair, you and me and all the rest. You and me and all the rest of the beautiful black women. But I feel my eye and the blues blood beneath Beneatha's maximal breath. I'm British, brack blittish Ben, but can't live there. From there, but see me in fresh text, Lyra, not lots, Lita, not Lyra. The phase is the phase for show to come out to show them. I love them big pots with bubbles behind like a seam. My dog ain't no dog, and my dog ain't my dog, but my bitch singing back up in Sunday school. She back up her buzz, and her dry wind be beat, but drifted in permanent curl. I'm scarry. You know what it feel like to ask if I'm for this? Did all this leave our mics alone make me? Is up under that same another thing?
Welcome back to Poet Radio, where we have just been listening to side A of Fred Moten and Brandon Lopez's album Revision. You heard tracks number 14, number 7, number 3, number 4, and number 2. Which is the order in which they are presented on the record. The non-linearity or disruption of numeric order in these pieces did not go unnoticed and fits in superbly with Moten's aesthetics, which a lot of Revision, including the title, is about or based on. In order for anything to change, we have to change our approaches and the way things are presented. I saw where one reviewer refers to the deep music and poetry of this record to be a, quote, immersive experience, unquote, which is true and really needs to be heard. It's clear that the combination of voice and music here is a dialogue, really, where the two artists really listen and respond to one another. Okay, so here's another track, this time from side B of Revision, Fred Moten and Brandon Lopez on WGXC.
Well, Well, huh. You know? Huh. I think in little involuntary trios, which lets me further know, Boogie, that I ain't got no job. I ain't studying no job, but I know how I'm gonna live. Spread out in angry joy that go into three a bunch of ways. I'm just too am from I'm nowhere everywhere too, and culminate in further dispersal out of where, cause I'm the bursar, baby. And look how my son removed. In our general spaceship, we prepare for one another in delicacy, in window applique and triplicate plea and flu catalog, fluellen flung, deliciously slung. See that mouthfeel in my hand? Huh. I just want to go thy ways. Go ahead, Paris, go. Go on now, go on and on and on till you gone, man. Turn into every earthly elemental ornament in every Tennessee. Every last one. Every last one. Every last. Every last one.
That was track number 9, the final cut on the LP Revisions, created by Fred Moten and Brandon Lopez and released by Tao Forms earlier this year. Before concluding the program with another of the additional pieces on Revision, I'm going to offer up a blast from the past segment in the show. Fred is someone I have shared personal, social, and other types of connections with for about 25 years. As intoned earlier, he was a guest on the program in 2019, a year in which he spent a good bit of time in the Hudson Valley, giving several readings. I invited him to perform at the Subterranean Poetry Festival, which I curated that year, and his fantastic collection, All That Beauty, was published at around that time, and he read 3 poems from the book down in the Widow Jane Mine. One of them, Resistance's Impromptu, can be heard in the WGXC archive in the March 2020 edition of the program. And I thought it'd be a nice compliment to this month's show to play the piece Jazz Study Group Impromptu he read at the event. In addition to being a professor at NYU, Fred is known to have extracurricular activities, such as having been part of a very sophisticated jazz study group in New York City. He's also known as a collaborator, having worked with Darius Jones, Moor Mother, Asher Gamedze, and as well as Gerald Cleaver and Brandon Lopez. The epigraph for this piece I'm going to play, as it appears in his book, which I highly recommend if you haven't read it, All That Beauty, says, with Danny Dawson, Brent Edwards, Kryn Gabbard, Farah Griffin, Deirdre Harris-Kelly, Yolanda McKenzie-Grant, Robert O'Mealy, and Jason Vignieri Beans in M. So here's Fred Moten with Jazz Studies Group Impromptu.
Jazz Study Group Impromptu. Michael Veal, verb. Rebuild from scratches, from parchment, literally give a name to, a bunch of times, electronically, as in on beautiful, the corner, from late Old English Dobian, night, by striking with a sword, 11th century, a late word, on vellum, perhaps borrowed from Old French, adubé,
equipped with arms, adorned, 11th century, which is of uncertain origin, but there are phonetic difficulties, embellishments, and lyric hermitage. Meaning, provided with the name of out our name is from 1590s. Meanwhile, daub, the application of paint with sound in poetry, the pinning of roses, related, dubbed, dubbing, off speech with pains taken in Kingston groundings, Lagos power dubbed, London Klein bottled, donned, Lamine Fofana. The lost, desiring flow and glacial building of the book folds Larry Young into something like nothingness. Monk says the inside of the tomb, the bridge, is the part that makes the outside sound good. He's performing a little palestra so we can study our intervallic activity and feel fly. There's some kinky equations tiled across space in overlaid telling, and swing got tessellated, ruffled and fractured, pressed and stretched in train. Swing in free time turns poetry grave when you think about gravity that other way, to unsettle the social clock by stacking groove in its place. Did you remember the erotic is manual, holding hands with materials that form habitable, persistent, protuberant high densities of soft grind? Housing, begrooving, fet massive maceration of the particle, whose traumatic ground factuality derives in calculate drift from evasive, anti and anti-propositional downslide. Their duress in ours, their violence in ours, unfolding in architecture till anarchitecturally we breathe what we share. Grasshopper is free, the joint is jumping if the source is open. The definition is a tray of concepts for the space shell in fresh time, the ham-boned visiting and carving of its textile, then break that shit in a set of rules we make. If I zoom into the definition, I start to see beautiful ingredients. But we came here to be tortured, our skin a light and grid subdivision. Can I walk around it and look at it, see how it curves? Stepping round, it drives bursting range out of sounding hollows, open appositional latia in the labially supple violins of Spencer Dinfiddle's Trio X plus N. That's the general music of our general circumstance, hiding our subspace flex material in that brutal, petty world you made on the sea. It sounds good as the subside in our leaves, been leaving, gone. Building structure is a subset of shaping change until the whole, having become fleshly with amputation and embrace, is our ship, a circle with a fold in the middle on the move. Man, ain't nothing free. The joint is jumping if the sore is open. It's like we measure it in time, time measuring moving till we feel the space, place tilling feel her need, her stretch, thick deprivation into all them extra meals, sit down around a chain of uneven tables, and underneath the students listen, all in preparation, all out of place, in turning. The circle with the margin in the middle. Man, Joe McFree is flesh dance, leaving the body like a flying lotus, storyboard on building. Brent says, let's detach the history of the music from the history of the album, its transmedial framing, visual accompaniment, discographical accompaniment, packaged as commodity, because the music is more plus less than that. All not in between every scale, off scale, and equilibrially down and out a long time, like Joe says. But how can we retain the multimedial affordances, Brent asks? But how can but not for me not be for me? Is it the transfer of heat, thread to thread by pulse thread in warm and orthogonal waves? Fournier analysis roils the water to keep it simple, as that curatorial thing drones on. Watch him remix all that strap on screen, something like listening to something like Gimme Some Drum in Cuba, some Cuban in New York, while Danny says, give the drummer some.
Again, that was Fred Moten reading at the Widow Jane Mine in 2019. I can't suppose that everyone out there will be familiar with Fred's work. In brief, as an author, he's been prodigious during the past decade, publishing 6 critical books and 4 books of poetry. He was awarded a MacArthur Fellowship in 2020. His work is among the pillars of the continuation and extension of the culture and aesthetics of the Black radical tradition. Yes, and before signing off by playing that second additional piece on the Bandcamp download, I want to thank James Keepnews for his dedication to bringing fabulous music to the Hudson Valley for many years, as well as Brandon Lopez, not only for his spectacular playing, but for cluing me into Revision, his latest record with Fred Moten. I should also mention, for those of you who might like to see what this work looked like in performance, there's a YouTube video of the duo performing at Cambridge Foundry in February. Here's hoping you enjoyed the program and will pursue its leads further. I also wanted to remind you that I will be a guest on Miriam Atkins' program, Specific Objects, where we will be discussing Cole Heinowitz's work and playing a few of my recordings. And that broadcast is on July 28th, next Monday, at 11 a.m. Otherwise, catch you next month here on WGXC Acre Catskill Hudson, radio for open ears.
Sometimes it just gets thrown off like that. Some Orrin Potter physics. Bridge physics. Some ornithographic. Ornithological. Some Orrin shit. Some bird shit. Some bird stuff. Sometimes it's just bird like that, bird like that, physics bridge like that. Sometimes. The universal machine is a bridge that conditionally branches. That's the conditional bridges, a family tree for the birds in an abolition of quilting. And I don't know whether to pat my foot inside the shoe or to pat the whole shoe. But it's cool when you cause that cozy cold condition, and I don't know whether to say it with my feet or with my hands. The thing about the other man and his crappie market is Honey Cole's thing and all that showing. New Aretha's in the mixing, on the phone, on the question of life and contraception in new aviary mixing. The universal machine requires a mechanics of flesh so the quantum anomalies can be followed. That's what we'll always be, inseparable. That's what we'll always be, inseparable. A rule of staggered missives and committed to the non-exclusion of birds, our model for remote intimacy and ritual is missile. It's our new miss, our distant feel, communicable mystery, be folded in the arms of our best regards. Throw our beautifully imagined children, nearly miss each other, since we meant each other, cornered each other off cube, failed plaza, come circle inside sound tree, low, country, gnawed, juked, in every shade of green, ain't nothing going on. Welcome over here, overshare, overcome parliament as intercontinental birds. Mm.
my condition. My condition, my condition, my condition was chronic. Musical condition, dystonial smear, homuncular fist, disorganized clust. Kichi, kichi, ya, ya, da, da, ji. Chi, ki, chi, yi, ya, ya, here. Get kissed. Logic board, breakfasted, Kojic tongue, can't fall for dancing, can't kiss for kissing ass. MSNBC, how much I kiss? I wonder how much sleep when she sang that shit at the White House. White House. Big lewd lyric selfie. Suck my dick, motherfucker. Hallelujah, I love her so much more than two. And tango meant shango, treacherous mime. Daddy meme, good morning sprung, morning hung. The raciality of the concept is our little secret. Massa leveled off the top of the mountain out of his body and worked on bone and leaned down through ingenious preserves, cool when they needed to be, warm when that was all it could be, and worked on bone. The nail factory in the experiment is Massa gonna make me a wedding band. That bird song carpentry and all them little babies I mailed myself to myself in Africville so I could walk back home to you, Massa, and your inner peace. That robot that writes with you is my recursive vibrator. Look like you think we all just rubbed away. Sorry, blush machine. You forgot about barbecue school, motherfucker. Make yourself not at home, all over and under the world. Fill up their house with palpable souffle, a contrapuntal folding and lapping, a fantastic waving and weaving, an all but aromatic, all but always threatening freedom of the wide. Home can't be itself when you keep coming. Harmonious life has no background and as such turns harmelotic. So he's the architect and you're
Reneo with your extraterritorial waters. You're the parasite and poltergeist and hostage, held in a house you break and build and sounding. You couldn't become the site, so the site becomes your air and disappearance. It went to catch a Greyhound bus and ride, and your asymmetrical erosion is all playful and shit, and all that new renewable exile air begins again and again with its own unpainted micro thicknesses. I finally surrealized that I was crying if I was singing that song. There's so much blur and green that we just forgot the problem of scale. That's how we solved the problem. Our authenticity blew up the world so we could have a little harvest. Thank you. You're welcome. Manifest in a set of problems and paradoxes, not as an impossible dream of purity, is inseparable from the blackness of physics. Ether, the cosmological constant, hidden variables, they're all indicative of a certain strain. Blackness and beauty are given in and as an irreducibility of the blemish. This motley ass both-handedness that keep on getting down and handed down. Hawking radiation, entropic and undeniable temperature, open secretive disappearances of information is like a mirror image of Hopkins' non-locality. Retrograde Standard tried to enact its revenge on cryptographic remix in a thought experiment predicated on the impossibility of an isolated singularity. But physical ethereality, which so emphatically ain't no thing, be steady chanting black is beautiful. The blackness and beauty of physics be pied. Inscape be constantly escaping. The changes be past change. Ether be neither noir, neither here nor there. Ain't no thing. Ain't nothing but a party. Denise's Poetics of Physical Sociology is another name for y'all's oceanic building. Dawn's black and blur mattering and gather. Brenda's russet mantle of scattered mothering, An's fly shaker mixology and modest fruit, all y'all's low-pitched clavic gravity and grave accentual bloom, graven, a vella miraculously 3 and 4D familiarity, indented and abandoned in its selflessness. Presence ruptures here and now. Folds it in its arms to vapor so we can breathe the novelistic air we dance through. All this barbecue on the one hand, and the burnt ends of all that beautiful burnt orange wine on the other hand, is the history of radiance and pendergrass and toasted rosemary. Wind, since we all up in here, rub us down in fire, cylinder, melinda, and salted bone.
better day. Yeah, yeah.